Today's Amud is Tainis Yates Amud Beis. We're holding by the Gemara on the bottom of Yates Amud Aleph. So we mentioned in the Mishnah on Yates Amud Beis, we said Seder Tanyas Elu Ha'amr B'Revi Rishayna. We said that these fasts that we spoke about earlier, those were all about the Revi Rishayna. Avot Smachim Sheshinu Masriyan Alein Miad. But if you have that the plants, they started to grow, the vegetables, they started to grow, and then some sort of change happened to them, so then we start fasting and we blow shofar right away. So now the Gemara picks up on the first opening words of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says, Seder Tanya Selu Ha'amar B'Raviyah Rishayna, that were said about the first Raviyah. And ask the Gemara, or Aminhi, that Seder Tanya Seilu Amar B'Raviyah Rishayna or Aminia, I'll ask you a contradiction. You mean to tell me that the fast that we were discussing until now about the rain, those fasts were during the Raviyah Rishayna? But we learned that Raviyah Rishayna Ushniya Lishol and Shlishish Lisanis. The first and second Raviyah, those are only Negea asking for rain. Those are the Zmanim when we start asking for rain. And it's only when you get to the third Raviyah and there's still no rain, that's when we start the fast. So how could the Mishnah say that the Seder Tanya Se'ilu were said about the Raviyah Rishayna? It's not true. We only start fasting if it passes the third Raviyah and there's no rain. So it says, Gemara Amar Rav Yehuda Hachikamar. This is what the Mishnah means to say. That Seder Tanya Sa'amar, that the fast that we've been discussing until now, Emasai, when and when do we have these fasts? That's Bizman Sheyatzer Raviyah Rishayna Ushniya Ushlishas. But the Mishnah didn't mean to say specifically the first Raviyah. It meant the first Raviyah, meaning the first three Raviyahs. V'lo yardu geshamim, and still there's no rain. It didn't really mean the first Raviyah. Aval yardu geshamim, but if it does rain, b'Raviyah Rishayna, uzaru, and they plant things. V'lo yitzamchu, and it doesn't grow. Inami tzamchu v'chazu v'nishtanu, or it does grow, but there's some sort of shinoi in its growth. So then masriyin alein miyad, when you have a shinoi, so then we blow shofar and we fast right away. So the Mishnah only spoke about the Raviyah Rishayna to contrast it with the Shinu. That Shinu, Avot Tzmachim Sheshinu, that if after the first Raviyah it did rain, it did rain, but then it was Shinu, so then you fast right away. But the fast that we discussed in the previous Perek, and the previous Prakim, Einachanami, those were only if it passed the first, second, and third Raviyah. Says the Gemara now, that Amar of Nachman, it's Tafka Nishtanu. The Mishnah says if the Tzmachim are Nishtanu, if there's a change in the growth, so then we fast right away, and we blow Shofar. So Rav Nachman explains that it's Tafka Nishtanu. It's only in this case, Avol Yavshu Loi. But if the plants dry out, so then you don't fast, then you don't blow Shofar. And Rashi explains that the reason for that is because if the plants dry out, so then they're hopeless. And therefore, to daven for it would just be a tefillah shav. It would be a wasted tefillah, because at that point, the plants are hopeless. So ask the Gemara, that Pshita Nishtanu Tanan. What was Rav Nachman's Chiddush? That the Mishnah is Dafka Nishtanu Benad Yavshu. Yeah, read the Mishnah. It says Smachim Shashinu. It doesn't say Yavshu. So obviously Yavshu is not included. Why would you think that Yavshu is included? Says the Gemara, Leitzricha Da'akun. When Rav Nachman was referring to a case that where the plants dried out, and then Da'akun, it started to grow a little bit more. It showed a sign of life, so you might have thought that, oh, there's a sign of life, and therefore there's Malcolm to Davin over here. I might have thought to say that akansa milsehi, that this small growth, that's significant, and therefore it's worth davening for. Kamash malan, Reb Nachman therefore is coming to teach us that no, it's dafka shinu, it's dafka if it was nishtanu, but if it's yavshu, you don't daven. Even in the case of akun, even in the case where it showed signs of life, it started to grow afterwards, we still consider that to be hopeless, and you don't daven, you don't fast for such a thing. We said in the Mishnah also, if it stops to rain for 40 days in between rains, so then also that's a makas b'tzayris, and we start fasting right away. My makas b'tzayris, what exactly does that mean? I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm a Rav, it's a makah mevia l'idei b'tzayris. This is a makah that's going to lead to a famine, even if perhaps we do have some crops, but being that now it's stopped to rain, that's going to ruin the crops, and that's going to lead to a famine. Now, I'm Rav Nachman said that Nahara anahara b'tzorta. if there's a famine in a town, but you could bring food to that town across the river, meaning by boat, you have a way by boat to bring more food. So that's Betzorta. That's still a famine. The city doesn't have food. That's still a famine. But being that you could bring the food by boat, so it's only a Betzorta, as opposed to, we'll see this in a moment, there's another type of famine called a Kafna, that's more intense. This type of famine is a Betzorta, it's a famine, but it's not super intense, because Lamaisa, you could bring food over by boat. However, Medinta, Kafna. But if it's from a Medina to another Medina, that's where you have to get your food. And you have to get the food over by using animals, you have to ride animals to bring over the food. So then Rashi says, then the Gemara says, that's kafna, that's already more intense, that's a kafna, because to bring the food over with the animals, that's maybe more dangerous, it's more difficult to bring enough food, that's going to be more difficult, and therefore that's considered a more intense famine. And Taisus on Yotasim and Aleph says, and that type of famine, we treat it more intensely, and you're going to blow shofar, and you're gonna fast right away, as opposed to a Betzorta that you're not masriyan. Va'amar v'chanina, and says Rav Chanina, that sa'a b'sela u'shchicha Betzorta. That if you have, that you could get a sa'a of produce for a sela, so that's relatively expensive, that you can only get a sa'a of produce for your sela, but v'shchicha, but at least the markets are full with the food. It's expensive, but it's not very difficult to get the food, so that's a Betzorta, that's this lower intensity of a famine. However, arba v'loy shchicha, if the food is still cheap, you could get 4 sa'a of produce for that sela. However, it's hard to find it in the stores. There's a shortage. So that's already a kafna. So sa'a b'sela, maybe like eggs, what they had, eggs were very expensive. So it's very expensive. Now you could get the eggs. It's not hard to find it in the grocery store necessarily. So that would be a betzorta. However, if it's arba v'loy shchicha, that's a kafna. If it's cheap, but it's very difficult to find. I remember a couple years ago for Pesach in Eretz Yisrael, there was an egg shortage. So the prices didn't go up. It was the same price. It was relatively cheap, but it was loy shchicha. That's already called a kafna. Now that was just with eggs, but that's the idea. That the Gemara says when it's the same price, but it's very hard to find the food, that's already called a kafna. Now I'm Rabbi Yochanan qualified this, and he said that loy shanu, we only said that if the food is expensive, if it's all vesela, but it's common, that it's only considered a betzorta, that's only ela bizman sha'ma'is bezul u'peiros b'yaker. That's if money is easy to find, money is cheap, meaning it, people have the money, it's just that the fruit are expensive, that's when we only consider that a betzorta. Of a ma'is b'yaker u'peiros bezul. But if it's that the fruit are, that's the regular price for the fruit, it's just that it's expensive because people don't have money, so that masriyan aleha miyad, so then we treat that like a kafna, and you blow shofar and you fast for that right away. Da'am Rabbi Yochanan, like Rabbi Yochanan said, a case like this where money was hard to come by, that's considered very severe. Rabbi Yochanan described that Nihirna, I remember, Kadhavu Kaimi, Arba Sa'in Besela. I remember once it was 4 Sa'a of Tvua. For a sela, it was very relatively cheap. V'havu nefiche nefiche kafan b'teveria midalas iser. And yet still our stomachs were so bloated in Teveria because we didn't have money. So there, meaning they were bloated from hunger. Our stomachs are so bloated from hunger because we didn't have money. So even though the food was cheap, if you don't have money, it's not going to help you. And therefore, that's something that's worth being masriyan about right away. Going back to the Mishnah, we mentioned that yardu litzmachin avloy le'ilon. We said if you have it that it rains and it's good for the plants but not for the fruits, so that's also something that you fast for. And we also mentioned if it's good for the fruits and not for the plants, if it's good for both but not for the bayrashich and the ma'arais. So says the Gemara, what's the case? How do you have rain that's good for one thing and not the other? So says the Gemara that bishlama litzmachin avloy le'ilon. I understand how you could have it that rain is good for the plants and not for the trees. Mishkachas la da'asan Nicha, V'loy Asiya Razia. If you have it that it rains very softly and not hard, so that's good for the tzmachim, who are on the ground, but for the fruits that are on the trees, the soft rain just doesn't quite do it. But Le'ilam, and Le'ilam, V'loy Le'tzmachim, I understand that you could have rain that's good for the trees and not for the tzmachim, the Asiya Razia, V'loy Asiya Nicha. If it rains very hard and it doesn't rain very soft, so that's the good rain for the trees, but it's not for the tzmachim. I even understand that you can have it that it rains for both of these things, but it's not good for the shbayre shichanu ma'arais, for the different water tanks. Mishkachasla da asya razya unicha. You have it that it rains both hard and soft. It's a mix. Umiu tuvo loyasya, but it doesn't rain enough. It doesn't rain a lot to fill up the water tank. So I understand that you could have all these cases. Elaha de tanya, but that which we learned in the Braisa. So we have no kasha in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah makes a lot of sense. But that which it says in the Braisa, that yardu lebayres l'shichanu ma'arais of a loy lezeu lezeu. Not if it rains and it's good for the bayre shichnu ma'aris, but it's not good for the trees and the tzmachim. So that's also something to fast for. How do you have such a case? If it came down hard, it's good for the trees. If it came down soft, it's good for the tzmachim. There's no other middle thing. So what exactly happened? It obviously rained enough. It's even filling up the bayre shichnu ma'aris. So how do you have it that it filled up the bayre shichnu ma'aris and it's not good for the tzmachim and the ilanis? So says the Gemara, the Asya Bishvichusa. You can have a case if it comes down with a pour. It pours down. It comes down mamish very hard. So then it fills up the bayre shichanu ma'arais. It's good for that. But it came down too hard. It's already so hard that it's not good. Not for the ilanis and not for the tzmachin. Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa. Now Masrin ala ilanis bepreisa pesach. So we discussed in the previous prakim different times where we rain, where we fast if it doesn't rain. Here we're saying now that leaving out all those fasts, that we're masrin al ilanis bepreisa pesach. If by around Pesach time, if we see that the trees aren't growing, there hasn't been enough rain for the trees, so that's something that we're masrin about. We fast and we blow shayfer. That's the cutoff point, is Pesach season, because that's typically when the trees start to blossom. Like we know, we go out to say Berachas Ilanos and Rosh Chodesh Nisan, at least from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's the typical time that the trees start to blossom, and therefore that's when we should start fasting and blowing shofar for the fruits. Ala bayres ushichanu ma'arais. The Bach takes out the word afilu. So then b'preis achad, for the water to fill up the water tanks. So that's something that we fast for on by Sukkot time already, because that's something that we need the whole year. We need to have the water. And says the Gemara, again, the Bach takes out the next two words, Val Kulan, that Vim Einlan Mayim Lishtois Masrin Alehan Miyad. And anytime during the year, if we don't have drinking water, so that's something that you need to survive. You need the drinking water, and therefore that's something that we'll fast and we'll blow shayfer for right away. Now, what does it mean right away? It means the next day. Says the Gemara, no. Ve'ezu miyach alahen. What does it mean right away? It means sheni v'chamishi u'sheni. It doesn't mean the next day. If the next day is on a Thursday or the next day is on a Wednesday, that's not the time that we fast. We fast on a Monday, Thursday, Monday. That's what it means miyad, the next Monday. Valkulon in masrin alein ela bi parchia shalahen. And by all these things, we only fast, we're only masrin in that medina where we have this issue. The asachra, says the Braisa. Now, when it comes to the disease of asachra, which the Gemara Brachi says is a very, very painful disease, maybe feels like a person's choking. So, the asachra, bizman sheyesh b'misa, masriin aleha, if people are dying from the asachra, I believe some say even lavdafka dying, if they're even getting just very sick. So, that's what the Meiri writes, that if we see it's contagious, it's going around, and people are dying or getting very sick, so then we're masriin aleha, that's something we're masriin about. Bizman she'im b'misa, however, if it's not causing any deaths, it's not being so super contagious and getting people like very, very sick, so then ain masriin aleha. So then we're not masriin about it. But if it is, then we are masriin. It's interesting that by a sachra, the Gemara makes no mentioning of the fact that you need three people to die over a course of 3 days. So clearly this seems to be different than dever that we mentioned in the Mishnah. When it comes to dever in the Mishnah, we said it's only if three people die in 3 days of a city with a population of 500. So 0.2%. But over here, the Gemara just says by a sachra, once we see it's contagious, so you start fasting. So now that's the shaila. So what's the difference between dever and a sachra? This is also something that we'll discuss, Bezus Hashem, in the Reis al-Halacha at the end of the week. Says the Braisa Vayter, it says that umasriyin ala goyvai bekolshu, that we're also, we fast and we blow shofar for goyvai, even if it's just a small amount. Goyvai means that there's locusts that are eating up the tfuah, so even if there's just a small amount, that's something that warrants us to be masriyin. And Reb Shimon ben Elazar Aymer, afal achagav, even for chagav, a different type of grasshopper, that seemingly, I guess, the Tanakama held wasn't as bad, Reb Shimon ben Elazar holds, and no, that's also something that makes us, that warrants that we should be masriyin. Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, masriyin ala ilana is b'shar shnei shavua, that we're only masriyin on for trees, that there's no, that the trees aren't producing, that's only something we're masriyin for when it comes to the shar shnei shavua, the other years of the seven. What does it mean, the other years of the seven? The seven is the 7 years of the Shemitah cycle. So only on the other years of the seven means only on the non-Shemitah year. So 6 out of 7 years, that's something we're masriyin about. But not on Shemitah, we're not masriyin for the trees on Shemitah, because anyways you can't work the field, so therefore there's nothing to be masriyin about. However, when it comes to the water tanks, if those aren't getting filled, we need drinking water even during Shemitah, so therefore afilu b'shvias, even on Shemitah, that's something that we're masriyin about. No, even for the trees, even on Shemitah, you're masriyin about it. Ah, but anyways, it's all hefker. Yeah, but you might not need it because you're not working the field, you're not able to sell it, but there are aniyim that are going around that need to eat those fruits, and therefore being that it provides parnasa to aniyim, so that's something that we should be masriyin for. And Tani Idach, we learned another braisa, similar type of machlekes, that the Tanakama says masriyin ala ilana is b'shar shnei shavua, that we're only masriyin for the trees on the non-shemitah years, 6 out of 7 years, the other years. Ala bayris ala shichim al ma'arais afilu b'shvias, for the drinking water, so that we're masriyin even during shemitah. And Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel aimer af, take out the next three words, that af ala svichin b'shvias, that even for svichin on shemitah, we'll go through in a moment what that means, but even for svichin on Shemitah, we are masriyin about kol shekein for the trees. B'mnei yesh ben parnasa laniyim, for the same reason. So in this second braisa, we're adding that not just for trees, but according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, we're even masriyin for svichin. So svichin is growth that comes out on Shemitah that just happened by itself. Sometimes maybe seeds fell on the ground and there's growth that comes out. It's not something that was ever planted. It's growth that comes out naturally. So at least the way the Chachamim hold, that's the Psak of the Rambam, and Hilchos Shemitah, and Perek Dalet, Halacha Aleph, Halacha Beis, is that we pass like the Chachamim, that really Minat Torah, Svichin is Mutar on Shemitah. That you're allowed to eat the Svichin, it grew by itself. No one planted it. It's things that grew by themselves, so that's Mutar. However, Chazal asserted it, because people were, unfortunately, planting on Shemitah, and they were saying, oh no, it grew by itself. So in order to prevent this from happening, well, Chazal said that you're not allowed to eat svichin. Now there are certain fields that you are allowed to eat svichin from. So now svichin, first of all, is this growth that happens by itself. It's not very chash of a produce. But being that there are certain fields though that you are allowed to eat the svichin, so Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying that even for svichin, that's something that you should be masriyin for, because the aniyim take advantage of it. So for sure, for the trees, even for the svichin. Which Agav, as an aside, you see from here that even though you're not allowed to do avodas hakarka during Shemitah, it's interesting, you're allowed to daven for it to grow. He said maybe on Shabbos also, maybe you could daven even though you can't plant the tree, but you could do maybe ruchnias dika things to make it grow. You could daven for it to grow. It seems from this Gemara that would be okay. Says the Gemara Vayter, Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Amar Belazar ben Parto. Rabbi Elazar ben Parto said that miyayim shechar beis hamikdash nasu geshamim simukin la'ilam. Now, once the beis hamikdash was destroyed, so the rain became like simukin to the world. They became like raisins. It became dried out. We don't get a lot of rain. The rain comes down much more with much more difficulty. And the Marsha explains that bisvan beis hamikdash. So we had that the kain gadol would daven for the rain. We're going to see later on chavdal dama beis. We had in yuma and gimelam beis that the kain gadol, when he went into the Kodesh HaKodashim on Yom Kippur, he davened for a terrain. And therefore, when Bisman Beis HaMikdash, we had plenty of rain. However, Mishachara Beis HaMikdash, that's what Rav Elazar ben Parta is saying, that once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we don't have the Kohen Gadol going Lefnai V'Lefnim, davening for rain for us anymore. So now already the rain comes down with much more difficulty. Certain years we have plenty of rain, but then there are years that we don't have a lot of rain. We have certain years that the rain comes in its time, earlier in the year, after Sukkot. There are years that even when we get the rain, but it doesn't come in its time. It comes only right before Pesach. When we have rain in its proper time, right after Sukkot, what's this comparable to? It's like a Eved who he receives his salary from his master on Sunday, on the first day of the week, on Sunday. So he has plenty of time to deal with it, what he needs to do. So being that he's getting his money, he's getting his flour, or he's getting money to buy flour to make himself bread, he has plenty of time to do everything carefully and properly, and he's going to have his dough that's baked properly, he has time to bake it properly, and nechalas ketikna, memelo, it's going to be eaten ketikna, it'll satiate him, he's going to have good bread. However, if the rain doesn't come in its time, it comes only later in the winter, what's that comparable to? To the opposite case, to an Eved who only gets his salary from his master right before Shabbos, so he has very little time to make his food for Shabbos. It's a very rushed job, and so the dough has to be baked improperly. Unachal shalai ketikna, and it's not going to satiate him as well because he's not going to be baking it as well. So too, if it rains and it doesn't rain in its right time, yeah, we might be able to quickly plant and do things, but being that everything's a rushed job, it's not the proper way, so it's not going to produce as quality a produce. Shana shigashameh merubin lamahu daime, in a year that we have plenty of rain, what's that comparable to? La'avet shana to a slave that his master gives him his parnaso all in one shot, as opposed to just breaking it up and giving him little by little, he gives him his salary all in one shot. Why is that better? Because nimtzu rechayim toichnes minakor masha toichnes minakav. And nimtzes isa ichalas minakar kemaisha ichalas minakav. We'll read that inside again in a moment. Let's just speak it out outside. So basically, when you grind wheat. And so there's always a certain amount of wheat that gets stuck, let's say in the modern day example, in the blades, right? Or then it was in the millstone. But when you make something, so there's always a certain amount that gets stuck by the blades. And so too, when you knead dough, there's always a certain amount of dough that gets stuck, let's say in the lip of the bowl or on the bottom of the bowl. There's always a certain amount that gets stuck in the nails. There's always that same amount. And that amount's not going to change based off how much you're making. There's always going to be whatever gets in there is going to get in there. So when you're baking a little bit, let's say there's 10 kernels of wheat that gets stuck when you grind it. So when you're baking 15 kernels, you're going to have 10 kernels that get stuck. When you're baking 50 kernels, there's also going to be 10 kernels that get stuck. Now, if you're baking 15 kernels at a time, so you're really getting a lot more stuck at a time. You're constantly getting 10 kernels stuck. You're only walking away with 5 at a time. So even though you might be baking the same amount of kernels, you're going to be losing a lot more, as opposed to if you would bake the 60 kernels all in one shot, you're only losing 10. You're walking away with 50. If you do 15 four times, you're walking away with 20, because 10 every time is getting stuck. So therefore, it's a much bigger milah to be able to make a lot all in one shot. So that's what the Gemara means, that if he gets all of his parnasa in one shot, nimsu rechayim ar toichleis min akar, the millstone is grinding away from the car. A car is a larger amount. Masha toichnes minakav. The same amount, it eats up the same amount that it eats up when it's toichen akav, a smaller amount. The amount that goes to waste is the same amount. So now you're just walking away with more. And so too, the kneading bowl, the dough bowl, that's also, it's eating up from the car the same amount that it eats from the calf. So now that you're doing all of it in one shot, so you're getting less waste. Whereas shana shigashameh muaten, a year that has very little rain, that's comparable to a master who gives his slave his parnasa little by little, and it's having the same issue. Whatever it eats up from the car, it eats up from his little calf that he's making. And his dobo is eating away the same amount that it would eat from a car from his little calf that he's putting in. And therefore he's losing, he's having a lot more waste. And so too when it comes to the rain, if you have a lot of rain, so you're able to do with it what you need, there's less waste. But if you have very little rain, little by little, so then there ends up being more waste, and you get significantly less results from it. Davar Acher, says the Braisa, that Bizman Shigeshameha Merubin, a year where you have a lot of rain, Lamahu Daimen, a different mushal, what's it comparable to? A year with a lot of rain, what's the mushal to a year with a lot of rain? La Adam Shemegabala Satit, a person who's making cement. And Yeshul Mayim Rabim, if he has a lot of water, so Mayim Einan Kalin, Vatit Megubul Yafa, so the water doesn't end, he has enough water, and he's able to Mamela make cement with it that's needed properly. However, Yeshul Mayim Muatin, if he only has a little bit of water, so mayim kalim va'atit enum is gabel yafa, so then the water ends and he hasn't yet kneaded up the cement properly. So that's the mashal that the year we have a lot more rain, so it's able to produce the way it needs because it doesn't end. But a year that you have very little rain, so then you're not able to really do with it what you need.